Okay, hearing none, we are going to read the Enron Intelligence Brief. This brief comes out on Mondays, and this one is almost a week old. It'll come out again tomorrow. If you want to receive it by email, you can get on the list by emailing me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. If you missed that, you can always ask me at the end of this net when I take all the questions. So let's go over to this intelligence brief that was put out last Monday, September 15th, 2025. Precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is 4. The first source is OSINT, which is Open Source Intelligence. Defender, NATO operations patrolling Poland skies increase. The UK has announced that it will be joining NATO's Operation Eastern Sentry in Poland following last week's reckless and dangerous drone incursion by Russia into Poland. Several Eurofighter Typhoons with the British Royal Air Force will deploy to Poland to join the multinational force, so far consisting of fighter aircraft from Denmark, France, and Germany, now defending the airspace over Poland on NATO's Eastern Front. Next source is X, CCTV, Venezuela trains civilians. Venezuela has launched a massive nationwide militia training group, opening over 300 military bases to civilian trainees in response to continued U.S. military presence in the Caribbean near its waters. Next source is X, CJE Hudson. Venezuela's defense minister led mass drills in Caracas with around 4,000 Bolivarian militia under Maduro's, quote, people go to the barracks plan. On September 5th, President Maduro announced the formation of 5,336 communal militia units. The next source is Citizen Watch reports Utah trans militia that trained with weapons deletes account hours after Charlie Kirk assassination. Investigators are examining local groups, including Armed Queers Salt Lake City, the Socialist LGBTQ Plus Collective, formed in 2020, focuses on queer self-determination, anti-racism, trans rights, and firearms training for community defense. They deleted their Instagram account the day Kirk was shot by a sniper, prompting scrutiny of possible links to suspect Tyler Robinson, who's held without bail for aggravated murder. And as you all know, a lot has happened since then, so stay tuned. Always look around you and just pay attention to all sources, not just one, because a lot of news could be fake. A lot of things happen. That's the end of the report as I have it. Stand by.